$1,000 value for the price of $500. These kinds of ads really tick me off. This is a pet peeve of mine, so forgive the rant today, guys. Another comment I hear that totally annoys me is, charge what you're worth. There is a difference between price and value, and many of us understand it inherently, but seem to ignore it when it matters most. You have tuned in to Debt Free Wealth Radio with Trudy Behrman. Thank you for taking us along with you on your mobile phone, on the web, or through our syndicated outlet. We bring topics, programs, and products geared to move the Christian income earner to become a profitable steward who enjoys debt-free wealth because prosperity is not entitled, but it is within reach. Now, I just want to say at the top of the show, I am struggling with a sore throat and cough. And just in case I have a challenge, I have written out my script for today. And my good friend, my peer, and the person I call when I need to get my head clear, Value Mastery Coach Ann Williams, is on with me today. He will join me at the bottom of the show. Now, I've given him a copy of my script just in case I struggle with my voice, so he may pick up where I leave off just in case. But all being well, he'll join me at the bottom of the show. I have no idea what he will share with us today, but before I let him on, I've really got to get my rant out of the way. So as a reminder, today's topic for discussion is price versus value. Now, there is a connection, but they are not the same. Salvation has been offered to us for free. That's the price, free. But it costs something, and its value is actually priceless. Well, at least to those of us who have received it anyway. Proverbs 22, verse 1 says, rather than wealth, choose a good reputation, esteem over silver and gold. Now, gold and silver have a market price. Your reputation or your worth, however, is truly priceless. And to price our services or our offers based on our worth or our perceived value is a clear misunderstanding of these two concepts. And if you try to do so, I propose to you that you will negatively impact your income. You see, price is a reflection of the marketplace. The price of a product is a reflection of a lot of variables, which includes things like the cost of production, price competitors are charging, the price that the market will bear for the item, regardless of what it costs, target market, packaging, celebrity endorsements, and so on. All these things can influence the price that we're asked to pay, regardless of the value of the package or the product. You see, value is perceived by the beholder. And that's why one man's trash is another man's treasure, because it has everything to do with value. And again, that value is perceived. And once you understand that value is perceived and it is not the same as price, entrepreneurs, I propose to you that you will market better, price better, and understand that when you do choose to use a discount, it is simply a feature of a pricing strategy and not necessarily a value devaluing strategy. This post and this show today is coming to you free, but I promise you it was not free to produce, and it is my intention to pack this content with so much value that if I had charged a fee, there are many of my clients who would have gladly paid to hear what I'm sharing with you right now. Why? Because those who know and follow me already have a perceived value of what I bring. And frankly, free for the content that you're listening to right now is undervaluing this content in my mind and in those who would value it the same way. It's an undervaluing of this content. However, by bringing it to you for free, I'm allowing some of you who have never even heard of me before to be willing to listen in, because there is no price to taste what I am offering. Have you ever been in the mall and seen those free taste offers, those restaurant staff that hand out those free taste offers for the restaurant behind them for the offer that they're sampling? It's the same thing. Because the concept is if you like the free taste, it increases the chance of you of them obtaining a new customer. So this whole thing actually came up because a friend of mine posted something on her Facebook page, and it was a poster created by Jeremy McGilvery, and he has this very handsome picture there, and it says, "Once you realize what you're worth, you'll stop giving everyone discounts." And he signs his name to it. His picture is there. And she posted it on her Facebook page, and a debate ensued. Now, I've posted that picture here. If you're looking at this, if you're getting this content either via my radio show or on my website, the picture of the post I'm referring to is there. And I put a headline above it, "Do you agree? I don't." Let me read the post again. It's Mr. Jeremy McGilvery, and he says, "Once you realize what you're worth, you'll stop giving everyone discounts." So as I said, a debate ensued under the post, and I know that the post resonated with her because she agreed with it. And the person who posted it is a life coach, and she has probably engaged with her clients or potential clients on her pricing, and she's had to justify her fee probably more than once. She may even be trying to suggest by posting this here to send some kind of subliminal message to those who follow her that her price is a reflection of her value. Now, I'm not sure really if that's really her intention, but it was on her page, and she definitely agreed with the sentiment in this poster. The thing is that as I prepared to do this post, I had to look up this person, Mr. Jeremy McGilvery, and I have to say, I had never heard of him before, but when I looked him up, I researched him, he does seem to be popular in his sphere of influence. In addition to his Facebook friend count, he had an additional 5,023 followers, and 6,326 people had liked his fan page. Now, I have to take my hat off to this Mr. McGilvery. He has absolutely established value to his audience, and they are connecting with him to tap into his brilliance. I am sure that many are even willing to pay the price that he charges to tap into his value that they perceive and access it at a higher level, and that is absolutely fantastic. That is how it is supposed to work. But however, if I ran into this Mr. McGilvery right now, I don't know him. I know nothing about his work, his service, and no matter what he offered at any price, I would not be willing to pay it because right now his stuff has zero value to me. I've not had any interaction with him. I've not had any interaction with his work. So I have no way to value if his price and his offer are a matchup for me. This is it. You see, this is the whole evaluation process that we decide to exchange our money for the price offered. So let's examine price. According to the Merriam-Webster, and I just want to point out right here that not even in the dictionary are these two things equal, okay? They're not even the same in the dictionary. So according to the Merriam-Webster dictionary, price is both a noun and a verb. And it is defined, the definition of price, it has a few. It is the amount of money that you pay for something or that something costs for you to acquire it. The thing that is lost, damaged, or given up in order to do something. The amount of money needed to persuade someone to do something. Now, please note, the dictionary has a very different definition for the word value. Value is defined as the amount of money that something is worth, something that can be bought for a low or fair price, usefulness, or importance. You see, I understand the difference in the definition of these words. However, today, many people blend them as if they are one and the same. Now, in all fairness, a thesaurus, which is different from a dictionary, will offer price and value as optional choices so that writers avoid overuse of a single word in their work. For example, as I was preparing this piece today, the word price popped up so many times that my software behind the scenes was suggesting other word choices so that I don't overuse the word price. This connection between the word price and value speaks to the fact that the words are connected and they are related, but they are no more the same as you and your siblings are the same. Price can help establish value. Let me say that again. Price can help establish value, but the value cannot be manipulated as easily as price can be. You see, a manufacturer or service provider can change a price as often as they wish for various reasons, but that doesn't mean that value perception will follow at the same rate. Sometimes value is perceived as the opposite spectrum of the price charged. So, for example, it may be overvalued or undervalued. And these qualifiers, the words overvalue, undervalue, are an attempt of the market to create a more realistic match between the market and the price. So let's consider the housing bubble that all of us went through recently and the following recession. This is the time frame of the years 2004 to 2010. So as the housing prices ratcheted up on a weekly basis, buyers and sellers were very aware that the price increases were not as a result of any new upgrade or any new work done on the properties that were now enjoying an upward market trend in pricing. There is a simple economic law of demand and supply playing out here. There was no added value to the thing being offered for sale except the perceived value that the market placed on it. Perception is intangible. Let me say that again. Perception is intangible. It can be influenced, but it cannot be manufactured. Perception is very personal. However, it can be quantified over time when many share a perception. A trend starts to follow. A trend starts to emerge. And that trend can be graphed. It can be watched. And that trend may even be intellectually projected as a future price line. But that price line is simply a projection, not a reality. If you know anything about reading financial charts, you will quickly realize that that the sentiment, and if you're in the financial market, you understand that phrase, is an intangible influence on price, more than price can influence sentiment. Sentiment can influence price more than price can influence sentiment. Value is simply a sentiment position that the customer holds. Price is a value projection that the seller hopes to convey. So price and value are not the same, but they truly are connected. And this leads me to another important conversation. The conversation about discounts. Gosh, have mercy. This is a topic that entrepreneurs are going freaking crazy over, and I really hope that my friend Andre or A.M. Williams will speak on. Discounts is a specific one that I really have the most anger on. Okay, retailers know that offering a sale is a huge emotional buying trigger, and the reason for this is buyers instantly assume a value increase compared to price asked. So if I think something is worth $100 and the price tag says $50, then the perceived value of $100 makes me feel like I'm getting a bargain on the price. However, if in my mind the thing is only worth $50, it doesn't matter that there's a $100 price tag, I'm simply going to return it to the rack. Do I know or even care that the thing must sell for $100 for the seller to break even or make a profit? No, I don't, and neither do you. This is why discounts and timed special offers are very handy as a pricing strategy. Remember, price and value are not the same, and I hope by now I have established that. A new prospective buyer may need help to recognize the value of your offer. That's why things that are free, discounts, and special offers in a timed situation are pricing strategies that allow new people to experience it. That's all. When the prospect engages with your offer, hold on a second, guys. Sorry for that explosion there. Anyway, where was I? When a prospect engages with your stuff, then and not before will they begin to perceive a value. And they will decide, they will evaluate, is it worth the price asked? Is it worth more? Is it worth less? The idea is to, entrepreneurs, I hope this is the position you'll take, is to front load the quality of your offer that the value perception exceeds the price asked. Value perception is an emotional response to price. If price seems high, low, or on spot, that is completely the customer's prerogative. So, to all you entrepreneurs out there getting ready to price your service or products, remember, value and price are connected but not the same. Your best strategy is to so low the quality of your offer that your prospect or customer is convinced that they're getting more than the price asked. That is the best value position. When you keep doing that, you can easily raise your price and get the price you asked, and that will be much easier and it will happen more often. But I promise you, trying to price according to your worth does not make any sense. Hopefully, you value yourself as the priceless being that you are, that God has created you to be. There can be no price on your life. There can be no price on your worth, but there can be a price on your service and on your product, and the market has a lot to say with what they're willing to pay for that. Now, I have exhausted my steam. I am going to bring on my absolutely fantastic value mastery coach, A.M. Williams.
Wow. You know what? I like, how do you follow that? Let's see. So what I will begin to say is that there are multiple layers to what you're sharing. And being someone who deals exclusively in value, what I will say is that I will fail to really cover the entire spectrum of this in the time period that's allotted, because it's that packed. You spoke on a wealth of things. What I will say as a blanket statement is one I continuously use is cost is only an issue in the absence of value. But to take that on the surface could kind of be misleading. So what I would prefer to do is to, you know, I would use it in the context of what you were speaking, which is really, it speaks to the notion of value perception. So to give an idea about value perception, I will simply say this. If you and I were standing in a hardware store, Trudy, and we watched this guy come in, and he was, you know, pretty frantic, and he said, I need a rope. He went to the counter to the guy, and he says, I need a rope. I need about a 50-foot line rope right now. And the guy behind the counter told him that rope costed $5,000. And the guy pulls out his card, he pays $5,000, and takes the rope and leaves. You and I are standing in the store going, what? He just paid $5,000 for 50 feet of rope. That is crazy. He significantly overcharged that guy. That product was completely overvalued. What we don't know is that man's son is in a canyon, trapped, and he needs to be able to get out. And so this father just bought the 50-foot of rope to help his son come out of the canyon. Now, to what you mentioned, one man's trash is another person's treasure, speaks to exactly of what we're speaking about, which is value. What that man perceives to be a value $5,000 or his son's life. And that's really what it's about. It's about value perception. It's about what does this solution mean to you? And pricing, more so when people talk about selling on price versus value, has more to deal with the fact of the notion of differentiation. When you sell on price, you're forced to compete. You're competing versus when they say you're selling on value because you're differentiating yourself and you're providing a solution that that actual customer wants. What I say as it pertains to why a lot of people sell on price, the concept of selling on price, which you spoke so eloquently of about what does price include, the cost of goods sold, cost of goods manufactured, all that kind of stuff. Yes, the context of which I'm speaking about selling on price here, and as it pertains to what that gentleman mentioned about knowing your own worth, it's not so much about the value that's been placed on our lives by God himself as it is about the confidence in one's capacity or capability. So to not know their own worth speaks to the notion of not being confident in their ability to fully provide the solution that that person wants. So when they don't know their own worth, they're not confident in their ability to deliver it. So in many cases, people use price, as in the second definition that you mentioned on it, to manipulate, but it's manipulating in a way that's saying, I don't want you to tell me no, so I'm going to discount it until you say yes. I'm going to discount it and say, because it's really not about you, the customer, for me. It's more about me, the seller, and because I don't need you to tell me no, I'm going to reduce it to you say yes. And a lot of these guys who are speaking about, you know, you got to know your worth, it's not the worth. It's their confidence and their capacity to fully deliver what their clients want. So when you do that, you put yourself in a competition mode. The world, the way it is today, it's full of, you know, it used to be something to say you had an MBA or a PhD. But now the whole room is filled with PhDs and MBAs. So how do you differentiate yourself? Today it's more about differentiating than it is more about competing. And so the whole notion of selling on price versus value is more about competition versus differentiation. And if I'm going to differentiate myself, I'm not saying, quote unquote, that I'm the best in the industry. I'm saying I'm the best for what it is that you're needing. I'm the person who has the ability to make sure that you get the results that you're investing your money into. And so that's one major key for entrepreneurs that I would say in reference to that whole price versus value position. Ironically enough, value perception is the same thing that differentiates us, is the same thing that connects us. Because, again, cost is only an issue in the absence of value. People will pay the cost for something that they value. And valuing is something that they really want. It is something that they want. Now, that might not necessarily be something that they need, but it will definitely be something that they want. And so they will make any means at all to purchase something that they want, even if they have to finance it with negative equity, which I'm speaking about debt. They'll get it even if they have to finance it with negative equity because they want it that much, and they don't even care if they don't even have enough money to pay for it. That's how much they want it. So
okay,
let me pay any amount of money for something that they want.
We have just a few minutes in the show, and I want to just say this. I don't think we're disagreeing. I think we're absolutely agreeing because I think what I'm saying is when you have established the value, then your price can go up, 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 because people will pay for something that they value, but people will not pay for something that they do not value. It is in the establishing of the value is, I think, is where I was putting the focus, not on what the value actually may ultimately be perceived at. So in the case of this gentleman whom I've never heard of, if I were to run into an offer that his price is $15,000 for a coaching package, let's say, for example. Now, mm-hmm. to those who are prepared to pay it because they know his value, they may even say, oh, my gosh, that's a steal. Why? Because when they pay him $15,000, I don't know this man. I don't know what he charges. When they pay him $15,000, they're getting a solution that is worth 30, 50, 100 times that. Because when they take what he gives them, they go back and they found a solution that ratchets up their life and their business. Fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
But at this, until that value is established, nobody's prepared to pay that price. So I guess it's, and he in his confidence will not need to discount his price once he's established the value. But until he's established the price, so I'm sure he's got a lot of stuff out there, or he should, or maybe he doesn't need to anymore because his customer base is of such. If I were to research him even more, even on you, there are going to be posts, radio shows, audios, things that are out there that are free to consume or low entry ticket price that are easy to consume that allow people to taste and therefore begin to create a value perception, and having done so, be more willing to pay the higher price because the higher price is for something different than what you're offering at the free or the low ticket entry. So the free or the low ticket entry is like a taste. And behind that is the greater access that I spoke to. So, for example, I'm putting out this show here. It's free, but it's, what, 30 minutes worth of content. If somebody wants to access you or I for something more, a greater depth, more involvement, more interaction, more time, then we're talking a completely different situation. And that has a different price point because the value that's going to be delivered will should be in excess of the price at. Are we on the same page or are we not?
Oh, I mean, yeah, we're saying the same thing. It's just that what I was making mention to, and even as you said it, I was thinking about this, it's really about the consumer. It's really about the person who's buying. It's not about the seller at all. It has nothing to do with him. You know, it has everything to do with what that person wants. You know, there used to be a premium on information. Well, now information is a commodity.
Mm-hmm.
You can get information anywhere. So the value perception of information has significantly decreased. Now what people pay for is specialization. They pay for do it with you, do it for you type things. And so, therefore, because of that, we have to recognize the era in which we live. I mean, somebody now trying to charge $1,000 for some information, oh, they get laughed right out of it because, man, I can get information anywhere. You can almost get a degree online through personal education, informal education. There's so much stuff out there, you could almost teach yourself how to be a doctor because that's the age we live in where information is a commodity. It's a commodity. It's not a specialization. And so value perception is around specialization. What can you do? How can you deliver this for me in a way that matters most to me? It has really nothing to do with you. How
the
can you deliver it in a
result.
Way? Yeah. How can you deliver it in a way that matters most to me? And I think the whole problem where people get thrown off with this worth thing is that they're making it about themselves. It's not about you.
Exactly.
It has nothing to do with you. It has everything to do with your ability to understand what your customer or prospective client wants and your ability to fully deliver that solution. And if you really want to get at the top tier of value creation, build value on top of what you're offering. Build value, so, okay, this is the price, but build value on top of it so it makes it seem as though the price you're paying is literally a fraction of what you're actually receiving. That's what real value creation is about. But most people use the price technique because it's really more about them.
Mm-hmm.
It's more about not being rejected. So I need to manipulate you to purchase.
I think that is the best point coming out of this. The price is something that people are thinking by attaching it to their worth, and they're dropping that price so that they won't be rejected. But that is a declaration of their own mental value right there.
Exactly.
Not their real value. That is true.
Right.
So, that is, guys, if you get nothing else, I think that is the main point. You know, when you attach price to your worth, when you attach price to your worth, you are declaring your worth. But when you understand the difference between price and your worth, it really doesn't matter what the price is, because the worth is going to, your worth, you are priceless. And what you're offering is really up to the customer to see it for the price you're offering it at. And you can charge top-tier price, and people will be willing to pay it hand over fist. There's no shortage of money. There's no shortage of people willing to pay that price when they see it at the value, or even when they see the value beyond the price asked. And if you attach that price to your worth, that's a sad, sad state of declaring who you are, as far as I'm concerned. A very sad state of declaring who you are, because I am priceless. I will stick with that. I don't care what anybody says, and what someone's willing to pay for my service has absolutely zero impact on my worth. It does not. And what I may be willing to take for something at a moment, also I refuse to tag to my perception of my worth. They are completely separate, and they should be. However, it is an unfortunate situation that people do use price to suggest value, and that's really a very sad situation when you think
it's
that
a sad, it's a sad commentary. Sad commentary, because like you don't even know what that person wants. And here's the sad part. You could be leaving millions on the table.
On the table. Mm-hmm.
Because of the fact that you don't understand it. It has really nothing to do with you.
I shared with you a story, Andre. I was a very, what is her name? Oh my gosh, I wish I remember her name to mention this. It was one of the mentors that I followed, Libner, oh my gosh. But she had a price point for her coaching services. And she was invited to a medical supply place. And she was asked to speak to the sales staff. And I'm going over time right now, but anyway. She was asked to speak to the sales staff. She had an aha moment where she said, they asked her her price, and she said, what do you charge for one of your items? And it hurt. The price for one of their items to the medical community was $100,000. And she said, what's the average that you sell per month? They said they sell 3 per month on average. She said, I tell you what, I will charge nothing right now to make a presentation to your staff. However, I will do so on the agreement that if you sell even one more as a result of your staff being present to my presentation, that you will pay me the equivalent of that one more, which was $100,000. And she said within a 3-month window. It surely happened that within a 3-month window, they did sell the one more. And she walked away with a $100,000 fee. She had never before ever been paid more than $10,000 for a presentation. And she had an aha moment, and she completely changed the way she did things. So now she tagged her price to a result delivery rather than just a price point. So it was a very interesting conversation, and it definitely helped me to shape out my own understanding of value. And I hope that whoever is listening.
But notice something, Trudy. Notice something. Mm-hmm. If she was not confident in her ability
to deliver,
could she have done that? Could she have even done that?
No,
you see, when you're really
confident,
when you're talking about this know your worth stuff, if you really knew your worth, you wouldn't be walking around here talking about $2,000 and $3,000, $5,000 for this and that, because you would sell on your results. You wouldn't sell on your price. You wouldn't dare. I wouldn't dare leave that kind of money on the table.
Well, you see, she understood that her worth and her price were not tied to the same. They were not the same thing. If she had given them a price, she would not have been pricing on her results or her true worth to that her worth to that company was additional sales, and that was $100,000 to them. So it's the same thing like your example with the rope of the man willing to pay $5,000 because the result is worth that and more to them. So, you know, with my personal worth and the price I'm going to charge cannot be one and the same. But my confidence in my worth will help me stand tall in knowing what I can bring to the table and help me evaluate whether or not I will receive the price that is being returned on the other end. Because, you know, especially when there's an opportunity for negotiation, because not everything is black and white. There are some deals that allow for negotiation, and it goes on both sides. So at the end of the day, the agreed price on both sides of the table is simply the agreement for this particular thing at this moment, and may or may not be a reflection of worth, but it is an agreement at this moment. But knowing my worth will help me make an evaluation of whether or not I will receive that price because I know what I'm delivering on the back end. So, all right, I'm going to give you the last word, Andre, and then I really got to wrap this up because I've already gone over time.
No, I would just only say that, you know, this is what value-based selling is really all about. It's about coming to an understanding that it's not about your worth personally. It's more about the value you can deliver. It's more about understanding your confidence and your capability and understanding what that customer wants, your ability to frame conversations in a way that shows them what's important to them the most and translate that into dollars and cents. My value-based selling system does exactly that. You want to find out more about this and connect with me, go to CoachAMWilliams.com and get my value-based selling cheat sheet. And it will give you more information. Literally, I think you're talking about over delivering in value. That value based cheat sheet alone could easily increase someone's income by $100,000. So go get that.
What is the price of that cheat sheet?
I absolutely charge nothing for it. I'm not charging anything.
There we go. You charge nothing for it, but it is worth.
No.
It's worth a lot. And
over $100,000. Yes.
Exactly.
Easily add $100,000. But that's because I am confident in the value that I have to deliver.
And
because of that, I can give it away.
And when people participate in this free offer, they get introduced to you, they see an impact, and then guess what? They're way more willing to pull out their wallet for something that you are charging for. And that's really what this is all about. Guys, thank you so much. Thank you, Coach A.M. Willis, for joining me today. And for those of you listening on my rant, thank you for giving me the extra time. Trudy Behrman here saying I love you all. And super simple to find at TrudyBehrman.com. I'm also over at DebtFreeWealthRadio.com. Coach A.M. Williams is at, one more time?
CoachAMWilliams.com. You can get me on Facebook at Andre M. Williams. Just connect with me on Twitter, AM Williams Live. Just anywhere, you connect with me. I'd love to just say hi, see how you're doing.
All right, guys, thank you, and I'll catch y'all next week.